And I should say, in terms of the numbers for us, I didn't mention that, but we typically aim for 8 to 10 students. We found that if we have fewer than 8, we don't have enough people to do the work that we need to happen. We learned that the hard way when we took 6 one semester. It was ugly. And then if we take more than 10, we find we have to take on enough work to cover those people, and then it's overwhelming for everybody. So 10 is pretty much where we've hit for the last 4 or 5 semesters, and then we do have advanced clinic students. We had 6 this last semester, but totaling about 10 credits between them. One semester we went up to, I think, 14 advanced clinic students credits, and again, that was a mistake because we have to take work to fill all of that, and then everyone is working hard the whole time. So there's definitely, right. And Tom probably finds this too, is, you know, unlike a course where you have your syllabus and you can pick in advance what your readings are and what cases are going to happen, and someone can look on a certain date and say, oh, the lecture on May 4th will be about this, and there will be a paper due on X date. We do things in real time. So for the Supreme Court Clinic, we have something called an evolving calendar that we put up on Box and share. And, you know, we will schedule the first few classes, and otherwise things move throughout the semester, as Lulu knows all too well. So it just as in real practice, people have to be ready to go. It's not ideal for planning purposes for students or for us, but thankfully, at least with Supreme Court deadlines, once we lock down our work for the semester, there's a little bit more predictability there. So
let's... We call audibles. I won't keep us long because I want and Lulu to describe their coursework or casework. But for example, our second semester in the spring of 2021, we called an audible. We had never covered incitement before, and it seemed like a good thing for a First Amendment clinic to cover in light of the January 6th event. So that's just one example of having to be flexible. We called another audible when the jury came, about the Sarah Palin New York Times case, when that decision came out. So it's actually pretty fun.
So what kinds of cases happen at the Supreme Court Clinic? We do cert petition work, we do merits stage work, we do amicus briefs at both the cert and merit stage, and we also moot advocates for their arguments before the U.S. Supreme Court. And sometimes that's in a case where we have filed something, either collaborating on the merits or in some form of amicus capacity. And sometimes it's just a case where all we do is the moot and we haven't had previous involvement in the case. So some recent ones, Ramirez versus Collier is a capital case made news. You may have heard of it. It involved a Texas death row inmate who wanted to have his pastor in the execution chamber with him to touch him and audibly pray while he was executed. And that's a case that we got involved in partnering with Seth Kretzer, who's an alum from the school, after the case was granted off the shadow docket, which you'll hear more about from Professor Vladek tomorrow, but essentially taken off of the motion and stay docket, put onto the merits docket with incredibly expedited briefing. We had less than 3 weeks to turn around merits brief in that case. As a solo practitioner, Seth Kretzer knew that wasn't something he could pull off, so it was a great opportunity for us. It was useful for him to be able to have our resources and the just bodies to be able to do the work. And that was very gratifying because we won 8-1. And Lulu was in the clinic. I think you all had one class when we agreed to take on that case. And thankfully, we had 4 advanced clinic students who dove in. And before we took the case, we said to them, this would be an amazing opportunity. It's merits briefing. It's a capital religious liberty case in the U.S. Supreme Court. But we can only do it if you want to give away your lives for the next 2 or 3 weeks. And they all were like, oh, yeah, we are 100% in. And so all of us really worked around the clock while we got Lulu and her classmates up to speed since they had barely just arrived in the clinic. And then by the time we got to the reply brief, the current students got to take over and take the lead there. So we've done cases on sentencing. We've done cases on medical legal partnerships and Medicaid work requirements. We've worked on statutory construction cases involving the Outer Continental Shelf Lands Act. For us, our only criteria are that we work only on cases where the advocate could not afford counsel, especially Supreme Court counsel on their own. It typically means we are representing individuals. Sometimes we would represent a small company, maybe against a larger company, but the idea is that it's someone who can't otherwise pay for the type of representation that we afford. So, and then this is just a sampling of some activities that happen in the clinic. You can see both a combination of pre-pandemic and pandemic activities. The U.S. Supreme Court makes you COVID tests before arguments. So when we did an in-person moot for Seth Kretzer, we all tested and masked before we did that because he would not have been allowed in the courtroom for his argument if he had tested positive. So that was actually went off without a hitch, which was terrific. We also, during the pandemic, started doing moots on Zoom. So on the right side of the screen with a circle around him is Dan Geiser, who you're going to hear from this afternoon. We have mooted Dan in person. We have mooted Dan several times on Zoom. He is a frequent collaborator with the clinic. And I think towards the left side, you have another green circle. That's Jeff Quillacy, who is a clinic alum from years back, who now is at ORIC here in Austin. And he was clerking for Justice Gorsuch for the second time. He had clerked for him on the 10th Circuit and then was part of his first group of clerks that he took from prior experience. And so when we were going in person to the Supreme Court, which we would do every semester...